The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last thank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Blop, blop, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
He's not going to be able to talk for 10 minutes because he's out of breath.
Hey, listen, I prepared for that. It's your boy holding down the fort because Louis J. Gomez is out on assignment. It's one of those episodes where I'm in charge, so for those of you that know this already, just turn it off. I know you don't like me. The rest of you, let's have some fun. I am joined by one of my stalwarts, one of my favorite people in the world, and one of my favorite people to broadcast with, Chris from Brooklyn.
What's going on, Zach?
Thanks. How you doing, buddy?
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. We got two wonderful guests. Formerly, Doug Bryan, now Doug Yoram. Changing it up a little. And we want to make sure everybody knows that switch over. So our good friend Doug Bryan is now Doug Yoram.
Hey. Welcome to being here. What's up, guys?
What's that all about?
I was I had a name that I fucking used when I was like 22, 21 years old in comedy. And some guy told me like, oh, Doug Yoram's not a real show business name. You should probably change that. I can't see that name being big. And I fucking listened to him. And I kept it all the way till I was 30. And I remember feeling, I told him outside that... Somebody brought me up like this guy tells it like it, or he's fucking honest. Then I'm like, but I have a fake name. And that got to me one day. And I was like, fuck.
Dougie Starlight.
I had to fucking change it.
It got to you. We've been friends for 6 years. I didn't know your fucking name.
A lot of people said that. A lot of fucking people. They're like, you think you know somebody? I'm like, oh, don't say that. What the fuck? I felt so bad.
I mean, we've all, between our years in stand-up, have seen some bad stage names.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it could have been fucking worse, but still, like, it fucking got to me. And then
is that your real last name?
Yeah, my real last name is Yoram, yeah.
What nationality is that?
Hungarian.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm a quarter Hungarian and mostly a Guinea.
You don't say. I would have said British.
Is that obvious? I don't know.
Before we go any further, of course, from Are You Garbage, we got H. Foley.
Oh, fellas, thanks. I like this. This has a fucking last day of school substitute teacher vibe. Yeah, right? I fucking dig it.
Yeah, just looking at the clock.
You guys put on a movie?
Yeah. What is the... That's my other podcast. What is the worst stage name do you think you've seen? I mean...
H. Foley takes a lot of heat, I'll tell you that.
Really?
Yeah, I take a lot of shit for that. Like, why don't you just go by Henry?
Because you remember H. Foley more.
That's right, it's got a little zip to it.
Yeah, it does.
But there is a story behind it. I'm named after my grandfather, so I always wanted to... And there was a little plaque above my crib that said H. Foley. So I always wanted to use H. Foley. Well, but I take heat
for it.
Did
he go by H.?
No, we called him... His name was Harry.
Okay.
But my cousins did this like thing in Woodshop that just said H. Foley on it. And I always
burned into his
cool.
brain from when his grandfather was raping him in the crib.
Yeah.
Do you still have the plaque?
Yes, plaques in my nephew's room now.
Oh,
he's an H. Foley.
Good for him. Oh, that's cool.
That's sweet.
I think the worst garbage lineage right there.
I mean, it's the Jersey. It's like the Jersey Road comics that all have like the worst. Like
Eddie Spaghetti was the worst one. Eddie fucking Spaghetti. And he was a black guy. It made no fucking sense.
Wore a cowboy hat.
Eddie Eggplant.
But no, but you'll do road gigs in Jersey. Like, this is Johnny Hollywood.
Oh, that's the worst fucking name.
He's never left New Jersey.
Hollywood, Florida. Yeah, exactly.
Hard Rock. He's never had a good show. I've never seen it happen. I've heard it happen, but I've never seen it.
That's good.
There's the comedy nickname, which has pretty much, that's gone now, right?
What?
Like for instance, name? Who I really like the guy, but like Rich Carucci used to be the steamroller of comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, doesn't sound positive.
No, it doesn't. No.
It sounds like he steamrolls over the comedy.
Well, he was a lot fucking fatter when they gave him that name.
Yeah.
Like, he's the only guy I've seen who gets, like, he looks younger as he gets fucking older. Like, when I first met him, he was young, but he was so into drugs, he looked like shit.
Like Benjamin Buttons?
Yeah. That was my first paid gig, was him, and I opened for Otto and George.
Yes, yes, I opened for that bastard, too. That was so, dude, I remember before the gig, Otto was so pissed off. And, like, I'm excited because, you know, I fucking listen to ONA and all that shit. And then Otto comes out like, I just want to go to fuck home. This gig fucking sucks. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, when I opened for Otto and George.
He's going to ask you to watch my set.
He had a 20-minute conversation with the waitress on whether or not he should eat his burger before or after his set. Oh, I was like, this is the mark of a true professional.
Yeah, this is it. As I'm in a fucking pizzeria on Route 23 in Franklin, New Jersey.
Mine was the Plank Road Inn in Seafuckers.
Dude, they were so bad, those gigs with Otto and Joe. I think, like, this dude, Joe DiPicoli, ran it or some shit like that.
Believe so.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you hear an Italian last name when somebody's running shows, you know it's going to fucking suck. And sure enough, it did. We're off the highway and just, like, six or seven people staring at us. And Otto goes, I think the first joke he told was, like black girls' vaginas look like a fucking stab wound in a gorilla's back. And I was like, dude, I was fucking dying.
Oh, I always heard the black girls' vaginas looks like a wallet.
That's what it was, yeah. That was it. It looks like a fucking wallet, yeah.
Wait, dude, I mean, talk about committing to your act, though.
Dude, he was great with, like, he was so fucking
dying. Who's the lady that chopped off her husband's dick?
Lorena Bobbitt.
He did a Lorena Bobbitt. This was 2012?
Yeah.
He did a Lorena Bobbitt joke. He did, I think, Kevorkian material.
Did it kill?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. OJ, too. We had an OJ joke in there.
And then...
Dude, he closed, just never fucking changed.
He this closed is last summer.
On a JFK bit.
Yeah. And the puppet's head
And the puppet's
off.
Head would explode.
Yeah, but once you've committed to building the prop, I mean, you got to stick
on,
with that.
That's
yeah.
pretty good. Listen, he did great. I admire him very much.
And then he would do a Honeymooners reference after the fucking puppet's head would fly off. Put the top up, Norton, they're shooting at us. Fucking kill me every time.
But that's an older crowd, so they would all get that.
Oh, yeah, they all understood. I think even like younger generations, like even after us, they'll know what the fuck happened to JFK.
Yeah, yeah. They won't know what a puppet is.
But no, no shit. Is that like Fortnite?
Yeah.
The worst, and I don't know if you have experience, like the worst act that I've ever had to open for, who's the guy, Chi-Chi from Scarface?
Oh
yeah, I did a show with him down in Maryland.
Angel Salazar.
Yep.
Still doing coke. God bless him. Still fucking doing a
ton
of coke.
They're still dragging him out of closets,
yeah,
doing blow to get on stage. He was elderly when I opened for him. It was a hotel in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He got naked?
That was, dude, his closer.
Is he still doing that?
His closer. I mean, he's an old man.
Yeah.
He takes out a boombox, and he has a box of costumes.
Yeah.
But the references are so dated that he has to walk up to the microphone and say which one it is.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
He starts doing, shaking his butt to Springsteen. And then at one point, he puts on, like, a multicolored wig from Party City and just, like, acts gay for a second and walks up to the mic and goes, "East Boy George."
I did a show with him in Maryland. We had to take all of his shit down. It was, like, fucking
all
cases.
All his props and shit?
All of his props. I think he was in between homes at the time, to be honest with you.
Did you have a black guy in the crowd, or did he make someone the black guy?
I don't remember.
There was no black people there, and he had a bunch of crowd work for a black guy. So he went, you are the black guy. And he pointed, and then he would have callback throughout the whole night and be like, and the black guy is thinking this. And just point at a white guy who was sitting there.
His act has been the same since I fucking seen him fucking 8 years ago starting comedy. He has not changed.
Oh, no, I think it's the same since the 80s.
Oh, yeah, way before that, yeah. But, I mean, I saw him at the Strip, I think it was about like maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And then I saw him at Broadway, same exact fucking thing.
Wait, did he start doing that after he was in Scarface so he could be in stuff? Or was he always doing that and they were like, we got to get that guy in this gangster flick?
I think he did Scarface and then he started doing comedy.
And then he was like, nobody in this country has seen Univision. I can do this.
Yeah,
it was the 80s.
Carlito's way too.
Shannon, did you have something to add?
Yeah, I just have I have a special of his from 2019. I don't know if you guys wanted to watch some of it.
He has a special in 2019?
Yeah, it's his retarded son.
Yeah, it says Mellow Productions presents Angel Salazar live comedy show.
Same thing from 1981.
Yeah, I want to see it desperately.
Here we go.
Yep.
Mellow Productions. Okay. Oh, Shannon's in the front and the left.
He's killing. They're loving it.
This still, this just looks like white ladies outside of a Home Depot getting hit on by the Mexican guys, right?
The black people first.
Hey, that's funny. I don't care who you are.
A bunch of good-looking people, man. Wow, check it out. Friday night, you people are so beautiful, so good-looking. You are the most beautiful people I have ever. Oh fuck! I take that back. Look, people, look, check it out. Check it out, here, Billy. Hello,
Billy. What in God's name? It makes you want to quit.
The hillbilly.
Like, it's so bad. It's so bad, dude. There's nothing behind it.
No.
It's soulless.
Well, dude, the guy, I don't know how his heart is still fucking beating. I really don't understand. Also, all that blow.
Based on his teeth, I think he's just doing blow to get to normal at the fucking shows.
Yeah, he's just trying to level out.
Yeah.
Do you want me to skip to the end?
Yes, desperately. So I want to see if he does the... I want to see if you...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why are we shitting on this guy?
That's true. It's pretty good.
If we need a taxi, we'll let you know.
That was an Arab guy, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, Jesus fucking Christ.
There you go. I just got a pair of underwear like that.
Those are the same underwear from the 80s. Yeah, this is what he does.
Yeah, the elastic is going in those. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Tiny whiteys are a tough look.
That bit used to be longer, but then it got older.
They're
crack.
They're oddly bent in the middle.
Looks like he's got a decent piece on him.
Yeah, because life
gravity
is unfair.
Doesn't work, though.
All right.
Dude, we're just getting away with feeling the chick's tits.
Yeah. We're crossing the line here.
All right. Pause it.
Can somebody find
Bob? You think
Bob
he's going to fuck that lady?
Cheese bit.
This makes Bob Levy eating... blue cheese out of women's assholes look dignified.
Yeah, I've always wanted to see that bit. I've always heard about it. I've never seen him do it.
I've only seen him a few times. I've never seen it. I think he like cleaned up.
Yeah,
by
he
that.
Stopped doing it, right? Fuck, man.
Did you ever witness that?
No.
Vegan, Bob Levy?
No.
I've only seen Levy once, long said. I saw him with Colin at an Italian restaurant, and it was actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's still doing those gigs, like those fucking Italian restaurants and shit. He'll be in Morristown this weekend.
All right, well, I'm glad we got everybody else's plugs out of the way. Let's do ours.
Yeah, he's working, baby. He's working.
Let's do ours. Foley, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
The Are You Garbage podcast, of course. Kevin and I are going to be at Magoobies August 26th in Timonium, Maryland. And August 25th, we're going to be at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Come out for a live stand-up show. And at the end, we play Are You Garbage at the crowd. It's going to be a great time.
One of my absolute fucking favorites. You guys are the best. Please check them out.
Yeah, come see a show. Come see one of those shows.
Dougie, what do you want people to look at?
I'll be at some place in Pennsylvania on the 26th. I can't remember exactly where
it is.
You're
shitting on Levy.
Oh, I believe me. I'm right down there. Fuck it, I suck. And then I'll be at the Para Bunch in September, but I'm taking a lot of time off of that month of September to hunt.
That's the only time
I fucking take off.
I forgot that about
you. Do you have an extra gun? Can I come hunting with you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're a hunter?
I am.
Where'd you grow up?
New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah. All those old
hunt
fucking
blacks.
Guineas. We hunt in, I got a tree stand in Patterson, actually.
What do you hunt? Deer?
Deer, yeah.
Look at you.
Oh, it's beautiful. Can't wait. The only time I miss comedy is fucking to do that shit.
Put a pin in that because I want to talk about that more. Chris, absolutely. What do you want people to look at?
Notes of a Goon is my solo podcast, and then High Society Radio every Thursday at 8 here on Gas Digital Network. And we got Catalyst Wrestling coming back September 17th in Jersey City, correct?
Yep, on Erie Street in Jersey City. Limited capacity. I think it's like 85 seats available. I think it's half sold out, or if not sold, close to sold out already.
You're giving me the stick. I'm on commentary. Come hang out.
And I'll be there with the Hudson County Horror Show as well. So we have a lot of fun out there. And then, follow me on Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows on the network. Bye, guys, with Ian Fidance, Catalyst Wrestling, and Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight this evening is myself, Napoleon Emil, and Eagle Wit watching American Guinea Pig Bouquet of Guts and Gore. It was on a list of the most unwatchable, hardest movies to sit through in history. It is literally two women getting chopped up for an hour.
Oh,
that's going to be a fun one.
And those, I'm very glad I brought Napoleon and Eagle in to watch it.
Eagle and Napoleon are both great.
They did not, I don't think they expected it. And then they both said that there was no way they were going to have to look away. And then there was a point where all three of us lose it. So I would check that out. And then Lewis and I will be at BJ Ryan's in Connecticut this Thursday, the 26th. And then be sure to go to lewisofskanks.com for all of Lewis's road dates. Bunch of stuff coming up in the UK with Michael Bisping. And gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. On-demand access to every episode, the Racist Live Chat, all that fun stuff. Podcastmerch.com. You get real-ass podcast merch sent to your door. And follow us on Twitch as well. All right, Doug.
Yeah.
So I have taken an interest recently.
Yeah.
And I want to know your thoughts. I want to go prairie dog hunting.
Prairie dog hunt? Is there even prairie dogs around here?
No, I want to go somewhere
in Northern California.
Prairie dog.
You know they have the plague.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true. They spread that shit around.
So I've been watching.
Who does? Who has the plague?
Prairie dogs. What? They got monkeypox and shit.
Mm-hmm. No, they carry the bubonic plague. It's like a problem.
Really?
They say there's more bubonic plague in prairie dogs in like the northern states of the United States than there ever was in Europe.
Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
More than fucking rats in New York City.
Probably.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, kill them all.
So this I've been watching two things. One, I've been watching wrist rocket spear fishing, which is the coolest.
Yeah.
It's a fucking spear on a slingshot with a string on it, and you brain the fish and then reel them in.
Yeah, it's fun.
And then sniper prairie dog hunting, because people will hire people because I didn't know this. We watched it on the show once, and we were like, why the fuck are people killing these little prairie dogs?
Yeah, they're so cute.
They are cute.
And they, by the way, they're like... They're really getting them. Like, they're not going, ow, and falling. Like, they're exploding.
They're smashing them in the fucking head. Yeah, they do it with air guns, too.
They blow them into smithereens. But it's because prairie dogs dig holes out in fields. And if you have livestock, they step in it and break their leg.
Yeah.
And you got to kill them.
Yeah.
So if you have goats, cows, whatever, if you get prairie dogs, you wind up losing a bunch of your livestock.
Yeah. Ugh. That's the same reason why you kill groundhogs.
Really?
They create holes in the fucking ground and the jerk off cows step in a hole and they bust their little legs and then, you know, now you gotta kill fucking
That was so Italian.
Yeah.
You got this fucking dumb cow come along. dumb broad.
He's half a fucking brush hole, falls in the fucking hole. Fuck him.
Fucking jerk off. Now I gotta cook all this meat and I gotta make a sauce. Yeah. It's not even Sunday. Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
Wow.
I don't wanna see that.
Jesus
Christ. He got
him.
That looks like a puppy.
This is the worst one.
Dude, he hits 2-1 bullet. Oh, he does. He does.
Rewind.
That's talent right there.
My favorite about that is they look like they were taught, like, man, I just feel so safe with you.
What the fuck?
I love you so much.
They were about to hug?
Yeah. Aww. Just you have no idea what you mean
to
me.
This is sponsored by Matthews. Look at that.
How's your day? Great. How about you?
I just bang. Look at the blood squirting out of his fucking neck. Holy shit.
That's Do you have weaponry that would be capable of that?
No.
That's like a sniper.
What do you have? Cannon. I have a shotgun and a bow and arrow.
A shotgun? What do you kill with a shotgun?
You put slugs in it, like single shot slugs.
To shoot a deer?
Yeah, shoot a deer.
Don't you have to get real close for that?
No, 100 yards, something like that.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's nice. I hit one across the field a couple years ago. Got her right in the, and I didn't know I hit her. I thought she ran. And then the next day I go back and there she was. I was like, oh, look at that. There's the deer I shot. And then I had to gut her out and everything.
Now, Doug.
A day later, it's okay?
Yeah. It's fine. As long as the coyotes and buzzards and shit don't, and it was in like January.
Dude,
so
it was frozen.
Cold overnight. Yeah. Dude, trying to gut a frozen deer was the hardest thing I've ever done. It doesn't move. It just.
It's like
frozen.
A cherry Italian ice. I'm in there.
It's nice. Breaking
my wrist.
Cream.
What am I, fucking 13 again?
Yeah. Fuck this. So let's just take a wild assumption that I'm incredibly ignorant to the side of life.
Yeah.
Soccer. And you have to get that all that shit back to your truck then?
Yeah. You gotta bring...
Do you drive up like...
No, you drag it.
Isn't
that
a lot of heavy shit?
You gotta fucking drag it, like all this dead weight up like hills and shit like that.
I'm already doing that without an animal.
Yeah. Yeah, <it's>, well...
Put yourself on the hood of the car. Yeah.
These calves are so heavy. Yeah. I got to get over this.
How do you, so you have to put it over your shoulder and just
no,
drag.
I tie a rope around its okay. neck and I bring it over my shoulder and I drag it up the fucking mountain.
That's the shit they never show.
Yeah, they never show that. They always say like the work is done after you shoot the animal. Like the easiest part is killing them. The hardest part is what you got to do after.
You got to take all his guts out and all that stuff?
All the guts and one... There was fucking one September day. It was 85 degrees out, and I shot a doe, and she was big. And I had to drag her out of the fucking woods up a hill. Almost fucking
and
dehydrated.
And now they're married.
Now she's hanging up on my wall. And
do you get them taxidermied?
No, not the does. The does I just use them for meat.
Okay.
The bigger bucks with the antlers and shit, those are the ones I put on my wall.
Do you have that in your apartment in New York?
There you go. There's the one on my wall now. Look at all the blood on my pants.
Jesus.
That one was sloppy.
So, Doug, I panic bought a crossbow when I thought the world was ending at the beginning of the pandemic.
That's what you were going to use, a crossbow?
You know how long it takes to load?
Yeah, I didn't realize that until it showed up in my house. Yeah.
You got a musket?
Yeah. Might as well.
I thought it was going to be like Dusk Till Dawn, where it was like a shotgun action crossbow. So now I have that. Can I kill a deer with that? It's pretty big. Yeah, all right,
I killed that deer with the crossbow, and then I switched over to a compound, nice. That deer that was on the screen. That was a good shot, though. That thing, it opened wide.
When you said it's sloppy, what was that? What would that entail? Where did you hit it?
What I did, it's called quartering. And it was quartering, like, if, like, something's facing you, and then it starts quartering like this, and, like, its head is this way, and its ass is facing you. And I hit it on the side, and the broadheads I were using, they're called expandables, or mechanicals. And when they hit, they open. So it leaves a giant wound, like, you know, so it's more humane. It kills the animal that way. And I hit it. And it went in, and as it went in on an angle, and the broadhead opened up, and it left a gash. Like in one of those pictures, I cover the gash with leaves so you don't see it, but the gash was about this big, and the blood was just
sounds
all
like
over
my
the
ex-wife.
Oh! See where the leaves are right there? That's how big the gash was in his side.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Jesus, covering up the crime, huh?
Uh-huh. I had to cover
very
that
Italian
all
of you. I like it.
I had to clean up the blood with bleach.
Your Honor, he
shit.
Was like that when I found him.
Now, does your family like hit you up for venison?
No.
Or does everybody hunt?
A lot. No, my father used to, but he's getting old and fat and diabetic, so he doesn't do it no more.
He's not hunting anymore.
No,
so who do you go
he
with?
He will, but he's myself.
Just go by yourself out in the
just
woods.
By myself.
And where do you put all this meat?
I fucking bring him to the butcher shop, and like it's about an hour away, and I got to bring him over there.
Ah, Satriali.
be a long time for you to eat another thing from Satriali.
Come on, I got two deer for you.
Got to hurry up. These guys come into work at 4
But you don't have a fucking like a hunter's meat freezer in your apartment in New York, do you?
No, I don't. My fucking freezer is like this fucking big, and I'm stuffing deer meat into the goddamn and that's all I have. I don't buy any chicken, anything else until I get enough room
hey,
to
Doug, you
want to
go out for ice cream? Can't. I got too much fucking deer meat.
Making deer meat ice cream.
I can't have nothing in
venison's
the
all right, though. I'll say that. I feel bad, but it's fucking good.
Oh, it's
you
delicious.
Like venison?
Yeah, it's delicious. Why would you feel bad?
Because I don't know, a little deer, cute little face.
So they didn't... I was driving back and forth to Central New York last summer, though, and they didn't issue hunting licenses during COVID at the same level.
Really?
And there was more dead deer going back and forth from Brooklyn to Utica than I had ever fucking seen on that. I hit a dead deer at fucking 2 in the morning because they're just all over the fucking road.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You wrote, did he fuck up the bottom of your car?
Oh,
like
destroyed. Rental.
Oh, good, let's good. Go. Fuck them. They'll take care of it.
Yeah.
$5 for the insurance. Yeah, they do. I saw a truck, an 18-wheel truck, smash a goddamn deer. The deer exploded, but the fucking truck was indented because that's how hard he hit this fucking deer. And they're like solid muscle. So when he hit, it just left this huge indent of the fucking deer in his goddamn truck. Look like a cartoon.
I fucking love you, buddy.
Everything he says, it's gold.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank one of our favorite sponsors and one of our biggest supporters here at Real Ass Podcast, Fume. That's spelled F-U-M. It is a natural inhaler that makes it easy to get the benefits of the world's super plants on the go. It is a Canadian-made wooden inhaler with no electronics and cores filled with only the benefits of super plants with no added chemicals.
You know, George Washington's penis was a Canadian-made wooden inhaler. You just sucked it out.
I didn't know that, but that would explain the teeth as well. Fume is a natural and portable tool for allergy relief and relaxation, and a great nicotine replacement tool with its pocket fit. All you have to do is slide your favorite core into the Fume and breathe in the benefits of Mother Nature. There's some great options for you. People at the office have been loving it. Some of the best sellers are Bubbly Lime for energy and mood boosting. Invigorate, which is peppermint, eucalyptus, and grapefruit for a natural pre-workout and energy booster. And Conquer, which is black pepper, peppermint, and eucalyptus for helping you kick your nicotine habit. What you're going to want to do is go to breathefume.com. That's BREATHEFUM.com. And use the promo code REAL for 10% off your order today.
Zach, you didn't see that the Lemon Berry Bliss has Ylang Ylang in it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Fucking Ylang Ylang is a fucking super plant, kid. I don't know. You breathe in some of that Ylang Ylang?
Well, thank you so much to our friends at Fume. That's breathefume.com/real for 10% off your order today. All right, I want to talk about this. So the big story that everyone's on everybody's tip, everybody's tongues. This is about to be the end of August, end of September. Every slut you know will be asking for money to pay her rent.
Yep.
Get her phone turned back on.
Wait, in August?
End of September.
There's going to be a lot of Venmo links in bios.
A lot of Venmo requests. A lot of, I have a special needs child that you haven't heard about yet.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
I know why.
A lot of immunodeficiencies.
Yeah, a lot of I'm sick and I can't works.
Yeah.
A lot of girls asking for money because
I know what you're talking about.
OnlyFans to limit sexually explicit content. Starting in October.
That's what that whole thing was created for during the pandemic, was for like girls to show their snatch when they lost their job as a receptionist.
So I actually just read something. I think whoever created OnlyFans might be a real motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because apparently it was a web developer who developed a very similar site for a sex worker and then just stole everything. And when she was like, hey, that's my website. He just was like, I'll dox you. I have all the information.
Wait, what are you talking about? So they stole that idea of OnlyFans?
Yeah.
I think he stole the idea from another sex worker. Site.
Oh, it was a greasier version of The Social Network.
Yes.
Oh,
see
wow.
That movie, huh?
Yeah.
So yeah, apparently I was reading that a chick had hired this web developer to make what would become a different version of OnlyFans.
Yeah.
He went, this is great.
Yeah.
I can make a lot of money off this. And
but he made it, so technically it's his. Right?
Well, she hired him to do it.
It was her idea. Hey, do this. Then.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Then he just took the guts of it, made his own version. And when she was like, hey, that's my idea you're stealing that I hired you to do, he was like, I have all your information.
That's fine. You're a prostitute. I'm going to put you in jail. I don't know. How do you even prove that?
I don't think you can. I don't. So what is, can anyone, Shannon, maybe you can enlighten me.
Pull up an OnlyFans page.
What is the purpose of that? Are they trying to go mainstream? Because I've seen like Floyd Mayweather's on there, like working out. Like, are they just trying to turn it into like a look into celebrities' lives as opposed to like a porn site?
That's like another Instagram.
Well, all of those girls were on Patreon, and then Patreon got rid of explicit content completely, and then that's what made OnlyFans kind of blow up.
So it seems like they're trying to keep investors and sponsors happy by not having too crazy of sexually explicit content.
Yeah, they can still have nudes, but they can't have like penetration. Is that it?
Yeah. So it does seem that they haven't released what the specific details are yet. But in this one article, it says specifically the subscription service will no longer allow content that was, quote, recorded in or being broadcast from a public place where members of the public are reasonably likely to see the activities being illustrated.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, so that's like public sex.
Yeah.
So no more girls masturbating in their cars?
You know, we're a fan of the same thing, Doug.
He's almost back with the deer.
Yeah.
It's really cold in here. It's January. My fingers have frostbite.
There's a dead deer in the backseat.
The fuck you doing in here, bitch?
Okay, this might be a specifically me thing, but did you guys watch like E-Fucked when that was on?
Yes.
Yes.
You know E-F-U-K-T? It was like all like fucked up videos.
I used to watch like E-Fucked E-Bombs until World? I couldn't take it.
More explicit.
Yeah. For example, there was a video in there of a woman, it's the one I always think of, getting her asshole fisted, and she was very thin, and the girl fisting her ass opened her hand, and you could see her hand through her belly.
Oh!
It's on Disney Plus? Where'd you see that?
One on that was, I think it was E-Fucked, or it might have been another site, my friend Stefan showed it to me years ago, Step it was on. Called.
That sounds like a real classy individual.
Well, he came out of that machine. Before that, he was Steve Urkel.
One of my best friends in college. Shout out Stefan El Nobly, my buddy.
Oh, this guy's a creep.
Stefan.
He's the nicest Stefan guy. He showed me a video.
The running back in a D1 college.
It was called Shake That Bear.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Shannon, can you Google Shake That Bear? I don't know if it's online anymore. But now, so we'll bring all our conversations to a middle point here. It was a hunting porno.
Yeah.
And it was a guy shoots a bear. There's like sad music. You watch him hunt the bear. And then he fucks his chick on the bear.
Oh, on the what bear? The fuck? Oh, my God.
That's not consensual.
Yeah.
That's some caveman ass shit right
the
there.
The bear's like comfy. He's like a couch. He's hairy. He's fat. That's nice to fuck up.
Why Shannon's looking for that?
I would imagine on a primitive level, like you said, you got it. That's probably you got to be jacked up. You just fucking instinctively kill the fucking, you know.
And the chick's decent too.
Oh, what a
it's not girl. Some like hunting slob.
What was that? There was that chick that wasn't even on E-Fuck. Remember that chick? Was like touching put deer blood all over her face and took like an Instagram video or something a few years ago. Yeah. She was hot. She was just like it was like Freddy got fingered, but real.
There are hot hunter people out there.
It's all marketing. Like, I follow all those hunting fucking Instagram pictures.
It's like hot chicks in bikinis.
Yeah, it's always...
Like...
But here's the thing. I heard that a lot of them don't hunt. Like, it's just all, like, for marketing and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's a letdown.
Well, Shannon's looking for that, of course. Have you guys seen the viral video going around about the three little bears in Shrek?
No.
It's so fun. Okay, so you know in Shrek, they round up all the magical animals.
Yeah.
And then Shrek frees them.
Right.
Or whatever. When you watch it, they have the three little bears, and the dad bear and the son bear are in one cage, and the mom bear's in another cage. And then when all the animals get freed, they're all happy, except in the background is the papa bear and the baby bear, and the baby bear's crying. And then when you go to Lord Farquaad's house, he's got a bearskin rug, and it's got a little pink bow on it.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's the mom bear.
Oh, that's fucking
that
amazing.
That they showed alive earlier.
Shrek.
Oh, my God.
If you guys could find that as well.
I love how Disney puts those quick. Easter eggs in there.
Yep, there it is.
That's fucked up.
But they show her alive at the beginning of the movie.
That's fucking hilarious. God bless Disney for doing shit like that.
It's DreamWorks, not Disney.
Is it DreamWorks?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so Disney had nothing to do with it?
No, Shrek is a parody of Disney movie. Yep, see? Yeah, she's there.
And they left the bow on her head. Oh, poor little baby bear got his mama into a rug.
Did you guys find Shake That Bear, or is that banned from the internet?
Okay, so the closest thing I found was one screenshot of it that I think you can share this.
Yep.
Oh, that's my God.
That's it. Just one screenshot.
Oh, dude, it was so great. It was, he's fucking her, and then she's holding on to the bear, and he goes, yeah, shake that bear. Shake that fucking bear.
Wouldn't the bear stink and have like shit himself and
they
stuff
do.
Like
bears
that?
Bears smell fucking horrendous.
I'm sure it's terrible.
Yeah, they stink. And they're covered with ticks. She has ticks crawling up her snatch and everything.
Sweet girl, huh? Yeah, these little angels.
Maggots coming out of there.
So that technically would be
trichinosis.
Not on only because that's the woods. I guess you can't.
Yeah, that's
public.
True.
The woods aren't public.
So that's the only thing that OnlyFans is saying that you just, they can't do.
I'd imagine they're going to nay-nay penetration at some point.
Mm. That I think that's a ways off.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they'll start doing like, it'll be like gaping, then it'll be like milk enemas.
Okay.
You know, first they came for our public sex, then they came for our gapes, then they came for our, and then
see,
there's no kinks left.
Imagine most of the sex workers I've been with have been larger gals, so when sites have a no pink rule, it's like, yeah, okay, just don't lift your stomach.
Can you imagine that meeting they have to have at OnlyFans? Like, all right, we're going to stop with the gaping. Move on to this like a Monday morning meeting, just fucking going over that stuff.
Here at OnlyFans, we're going to redo our image.
Doing that PowerPoint.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but a lot of people use this for pornography.
But don't they make more money off of like the nut that they get from like pages that are sex-based? Don't they make their cut? Don't they make more money off the cut of that?
And I think a lot of
advertising
guys,
and shit.
A lot of guys are just holding those subscriptions, waiting for the day that girl puts out the fucking asshole pic.
Yeah.
Sometimes they make you like pay, like after you pay for their subscription, you gotta pay again for something else.
Yeah. So there's girls that do news. There's girls that do lewds, which is just bullshit.
What's a lewd?
It's just like a sexy photo without showing anything.
Oh, then you just go on Instagram. What the fuck?
But yeah, and then girls would be like, and then for this amount of money, if you tip me, I have videos of me like sucking dick.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
Those are all on Reddit for free.
But now.
Yeah, that's true. People are fucking hacking that.
But now a lot of celebrities are on it, and they're doing like regular people shit. There was a lady, I can't remember her name, who went on it like a year ago or something maybe. And she was doing completely non-sexual stuff. And I remember at the time sex workers being like, oh, this is going to fucking...
the Disney Channel chick.
Yes.
Because she's going to
fucking kill OnlyFans.
Dame Judi Dench on OnlyFans.
People would pay for that.
Chris, can you explain that better than I can?
So, yeah, there was one of these Disney Channel chicks went on there, and she kind of implied...
Bella Thorne.
There you go, Bella Thorne.
Thank you, Shannon.
She implied she was going like to show her snatch. And then it was just like Instagram-style photos. And... They changed the policy where you can't take in that much money for one photo. Like, it was like, she gave me like $1 million.
Oh, yeah, she started killing it.
Yeah, right. And so they changed the policy where it was like a limited amount of things, and then you have to refund it if it's not, if they could put a claim on your thing. So basically, it used to be like, if you complain to OnlyFans, OnlyFans would just give you your money back. They're like, oh, this bitch said she was just spreading her asshole, she was just spreading her puss.
You have to write that letter?
Yeah.
Said she was going to show me her asshole, she never did.
Getting the customer service chat?
Yeah.
It's like a bad Yelp review.
I'm very sorry for that, sir, that you did not get
Hello, my name is Jonathan, I am from OnlyFans.
And this is for a gaping asshole pick for $27.99.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story real quick as an aside. I bought a sex swing years ago from adamandeve.com.
Yeah.
But because my last name has the word fag in it, they thought I was sending a sex swing to somebody and calling them a fag. So I had to call Adam and Eve and be like, no, that's me buying a sex swing.
And they're just like, okay,
and
fag.
They were like, yeah. It was literally like a hillbilly guy being like, all right, man, we'll get you that sex swing. It's no problem. I was like, just pretend you're a chick, dude. Just please.
I would have returned to just hearing that voice buying a sex. You know it's used.
Dude, what kind of work are you going to be getting into with this thing?
Yeah, well, you hinging up a deer with that? No, he goes, well, you know you get a free gift with that. And I was like, well, what kind of free gift? And he's
Skull.
And I go, he goes, we got like a warming liquid. And I was like, well, what's that do? He's like, well, you just put that on the clit and it'll get it right there. And I was like, all right, let's go with the warming liquid, bud.
That's fucking awesome. Some trucker, his side hustle.
You could never use that warming liquid without thinking of his fucking voice. I could never use that. I would be like, oh, right there, honey. Is that good?
It's like to
be
fair, in Office Space. That's
two chicks at the same time, man.
How do, like, so on the road last weekend, we passed by Romantic Depot.
Mm.
How do places like that stay in business?
A lot of them are storefronts. Like, they're usually run by, like Edison, New Jersey has a ton of them. And apparently they're owned by like Russians and the mob.
Okay.
So nobody, because you never see anybody in there. What you got to go in there for? Like you get. Because
I just
online.
Feel like who the fuck buys porn DVDs?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I believe the term is money laundering.
That's right. Yeah, laundering. That's exactly what.
Well, they however, still jerk-off booths.
Yeah, I think dudes like to still do the jerk-off booths.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
That can't be that profitable though.
Dude, you know who goes in there a lot?
Hasidic
like
Jews.
I used to. Yes. Where I used to work, it was right next to the Diamond District. And I'd go to work around like 6:30 in the morning, something like that. You see all the crazy curly cues coming out of there, like early in the morning before work. Yeah. All of them jerking off into the fucking...
Yeah, in Sunset Park, you'd see them leaving the strip club, walking right into jerk-off booth.
Yeah.
Because they can't keep porn in their house. Their wife finds it's going to be a whole thing.
Well, they also can't...
it's going to be a whole thing.
They have to
go with periods either.
They have to come in a tissue and bring it home.
Do they really?
So I know a bunch of dominatrixes, and they say the Hasids all go there too. Believe it or not, they haggle. And they were complaining that every dom I know has a story about a Hasid coming in and then arguing about the price of something. One girl I knew was this tiny black chick. And she
what
said,
if you only step on the one nut? just the left. No, I really am more of a left nut fetish.
I am a left nut guy. And she said that they were like negotiating.
Yeah.
And she turned around to like get something and he just came on her leg and tried to run out the door. Security had to tackle him.
Those layers really aren't an advantage in that situation. You got to put on an overcoat while you just came.
Put your hat back on.
Yeah, takes you 20 minutes to get dressed.
Yeah, lift that big hockey puck shit. Yeah.
Chris, you may remember this. My tiny friend with the split tongue and all the tattoos.
Yeah.
When she was Dominique, she had a guy to come in, and she used to grab him by the curls and straighten him out, and they go, bring.
I mean, if I was one of those guys, that would absolutely do it for me. I'm
just because Hasid's always hit on goth girls because they think they're like
halfway to Jewish.
Right.
They're like, hey, you have on fucking three dresses and eight pairs.
Wait, how the fuck do they make that comparison?
Because they have on a wig and fucking eight pairs of underwear. They might as well be Jewish.
Jesus
the ones
Christ.
That wear like petticoats and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Even with the 40 pounds of makeup on their face and shit.
And so they, when they jerk off with the dominatrix, they jerk off in a tissue and put it in a baggie and bring it home because they're not allowed to spill their seed on the ground.
That is the weirdest shit I have ever heard. They do some weird things.
Imagine leaving that in your pocket.
Going through TSA.
I think I got some gum in here. Hang on a second.
Kippy even said that he lived by two or three brothers that were Hasids. And he said they looked inbred. They had giant heads. And they were always calling hookers at like 3 a.m, smoking cigarettes outside of his old building.
Jesus. Isn't that a sin too for them to go see hookers and shit like that?
Yeah, but I think they religion's not real.
Right, that's very true. Yeah.
I think that's holding anybody back.
I can't believe you had to explain that to me. You're right, Zach.
I'm eating cheeseburgers on Friday, I can tell you that.
Doug, now that you're using your real name, we're going to give you some facts of life. Right. None of this shit's real.
Oh, okay.
It's all made up for scared old people and dumb people.
Son of
but
a
wait,
bitch.
Then they won't get into heaven.
Yeah, that's what I thought. My God.
With the prairie dogs.
Then they won't get into
and
heaven.
Mama bear.
Yeah. And mama bear.
They won't get into heaven. Century 21 on a Saturday.
No flipping light switches, but you can fuck a dominatrix in the ass. All right. Talk to strippers, and they used to tell me, like, Hasidics used to come in, and they would just have conversations about their period the whole time. Because they think it's, like, dirty, and, like, girls have to go outside or whatever when it happens.
Oh, yeah, they have to go in a tent.
They have to go out, like, an outhouse or some shit.
I could see you having some stripper friends.
I used to have one, like, and she was, like, friends with, like, all of our group of friends. She was mainly friends with just one dude.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, by proxy, I knew who the fuck she was. And she was just I don't even know how we got onto the conversation. She was just going off on, like, Hasidic Jews. And, like, they just keep asking me. She was Russian. So she's like, they just keep asking me about my fucking period over and over. They don't even get lap dance. They go in the champagne room and just talk about their fucking periods and ask for the tampons and stuff like that.
That seems like a good. Damn. That seems like a good deal for the stripper.
Yeah, you don't have to do nothing. Just like here you go.
Yeah,
slam it on the table.
Yeah, just a little blood.
Bolognese covered fucking.
Just get it in their beard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oil action,
they like that.
Crust it up.
Straighten it out. Make them smell better.
By the way, I'm halfway through rewatching The Sopranos and I can't not think about it.
Yeah,
every time you talk. And now I'm just thinking. Hey, honey, you ever suck his
dick? You ever suck his dick?
Honey, I make that beanie spin when I do my thing.
Oh, the is guys that ran the hotel.
Yeah.
No bitch to me. I must have finished like during the pandemic and I just started again. I fucking watched that entire series twice and now I just started one more time because now my girlfriend wants to watch it.
Yeah, so I'm watching it with my wife before the movie comes out.
Yeah.
I crossed it through the pandemic as well.
Yeah.
I tried to start watching it again. I start getting sad in the later seasons because I know it's coming to an end. I know it's weird. Mm.
It's my wife knows nothing about it. So the whole for two seasons straight, she's like, I hope the mom dies.
Yeah.
She's just getting mad. I'm like, honey, be patient.
Yeah, just wait. It's
she was
vicious. The CGI head.
The CGI of the last episode of Livia Soprano.
It wasn't for the time, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but now when you watch it,
sure.
It's bad.
Silly.
Sure.
Because you could see if when you rewatch it, then you watch that CGI scene, you could see exactly what faces they used during that scene. Like, oh, that's from here. Like when she's like, what do you care? Out of sight, out of mind. Is when she's in the fucking nursing home when he first goes to visit her.
Babies are like dogs.
What a miserable twat.
I don't really like that kind of language.
I don't. Now stop it. It upsets me. Favorite part when Junior barges in the room. She goes, I could have been in the nude.
Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21, you know what we want to tell you about. Our friends at Yo Kratom.
Yo Kratom?
Of the $60 kilo.
What?
I know. $60 for a full kilo of Kratom. If you're currently a fan of Kratom.
These dumb box sluts in there are going to fucking love all that prices.
No, trust me, one of them is. If you're currently a fan of Kratom, you can be getting it from our favorite sponsor, Yo Kratom, for just $60 a kilo. If you don't do Kratom, do not start on our account. The fact that Yo Kratom has the best quality Kratom for just $60 a kilo has nothing to do with you. So ignore this.
If you've ever always been curious about Kratom, try it somewhere else. And then once you're hooked,
Yeah, you don't need want those a whole
cheap,
kilo.
Cheap prices. You get the kilos for $60.
Exactly. So if you are a fan of Kratom, it's time to stop overpaying and having to go into gas shops, smoke shops, or bodegas when you just go to Yo Kratom for a $60 kilo. Thank you to Yo Kratom for supporting the show. They are one of the biggest Kratom wholesalers, and they created the site so that you can buy directly at the best prices available. Last time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of
$60 kilo.
Woo!
All right, this is a story I think is near and dear to everybody. Ric Flair denies that Twitter photo of man performing oral sex on a woman on a train is him. Have you guys seen this photo?
I saw the picture. It could be him.
So there's a viral photo going around that some people think is Ric Flair eating pussy on the Long Island Railroad.
Oh, I saw that. I did see this. That's recent?
I don't know.
That's not the whole photo.
I saw a version that had more head in it.
He's killing it, though. Look at those toes. Those things are...
Yeah, she's curled up.
She's in a thing.
That could be anybody from Fort Lauderdale.
To be fair, she got tetanus from taking her shoes off on the Long Island Railroad.
So Ric Flair had to put out a statement that in fact, was not him.
Why would he be on the Long Island Railroad?
I don't know. It also seems counter-brand for Ric Flair to deny eating pussy on the Long Island Railroad.
Yeah, but it does. It is on brand for him to say, I don't take trains.
That's true.
It's very true. High flying style and profiling, motherfucker.
Do you guys have his tweet?
All right. Shannon said 1 minute.
Oh, okay. I mean, so Ric Flair's never wanted to deny eating pussy.
Mm-hmm.
We're 7 wives deep, I think, right? 7-8 wives deep.
And that's an old foot, too. That's not a young girl. Yeah, that's a decrepit old lady foot.
Well, you could tell by the butterfly tattoo that definitely was given out at a music festival in the 90s.
Some dude that was done in a tent. Yeah. That wasn't sure. That wasn't done in a brick and mortar building.
She has a Woodstock 94 forever. he said he doesn't take trains. It's not him.
And he doesn't eat pussy either.
No, Ric Flair definitely eats pussy.
You think? I don't know. He's kind of more of a macho, old school guy. You like in The Sopranos, eating pussies for homos. Like, you know, he seems like that kind of guy.
Yeah, so is pretending to fight other men in your underwear.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah, I didn't think about it like that. I can't see him eating pussy.
Is he married now?
Yeah, but he blows through him. I think he's on 6 or 7.
But also think about the time where Ric Flair came from in the 80s. When eating pussy was just like a hairy, like fucking sweaty mess. Nobody really ate pussy.
I don't know.
I don't think those guys mind.
He let Dusty Rhodes sit on him.
Yeah.
Ah, good point. I didn't think about that.
So yeah, he tweeted a picture of him on a train, a cartoon that says, "This picture is real as the other one floating around. The Nature Boy doesn't ride trains. Woo woo." Because he's the greatest.
Dude, the best Ric Flair wife story is, you know, like he punched like his 5th or 6th wife in the face.
Jesus.
But she was so much younger than him that it barely left a mark. And then when the cop showed up, he split his own wrestling wounds open and was covered in, like, you know, like when Ric Flair gets covered in blood. It was just like, she hit me first.
That's amazing.
Like Randy the Ram cutting his head.
And everybody forgives Ric Flair. He could just do whatever he wants. Like, he could hit his ex-wife, and everyone's like, I still love the guy. Let's put him in the Hall of Fame.
He's multiple-time Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Dude, he did wife swap with a celebrity wife swap, and it was him and Roddy Piper. And Roddy Piper couldn't have been a better dude.
Yeah.
He took great care of his family. He loved his wife. He took care of the house. He did all his, like, half of the chore. And then, fuck it. So he's just a nice guy at Ric Flair's house.
It's like a Chappelle sketch.
And Ric Flair's wife. It's exactly that. and then Ric Flair's, Roddy Piper's wife is dealing with Ric Flair. And she's like, how much money did you spend today? He's like, I bought a $20,000 watch. Like, how much money do you have in the bank? -$19,000.
That's awesome. Ric Flair having a grain.
I was at a wrestling show he walked out on. He came out, he did a promo, and then he was supposed to do, he was supposed to judge the main event, and he walked out because he got in a fight over money at Hammerstein Ballroom, and that's when he took the NWA belt home with him.
Oh, he just, okay.
And High Spot, like, the company had to sue him because he took a $20,000 belt with him.
Are those guys caked up? Did they? I know, like, the Hulk did good, but, like, did those guys do good?
They should have.
Should have. Mm.
They were very adamant about spending it.
Yeah.
Ric Flair used to.
But back in the day, the WWF, they paid like the Junkyard Dog and Andre the Giant. Those guys got decent money.
Andre the Giant made a ton of money.
Did he?
Yeah. Big money.
He probably made more money than at that point in the 80s. He was probably making more money early. When he wrestled Hogan, he was probably getting paid more.
Well, wasn't he like the first one to negotiate like for his merchandise? Like, he was the first one to get a chunk out of what
that.
He had.
He was also just a freak. Like, people would come to be like, people that didn't want to watch wrestling would come and be like, I need to see a dude that size. Like, yeah. There was no internet.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Not used to seeing dudes that fucking
I still have my Hulk Hogan workout.
Now, if somebody could fuck a chick on him and go shake that bear, that'd be...
Wait, you have the Hulk Hogan workout set with the barbells?
I still have the two blue barbells I just found the other day in my garage. Dude,
that's why you're down a few pounds.
There you go, working out. It was that. It was like an old school jump rope. And then just a couple of wristbands.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's all you needed. That and a little D-ball, you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
That, like a tourniquet and a syringe.
A 20 bag of Coke? What's this?
Flair used to cut promos when they were at one arena, and the hotel was across the street, and he would give out their suite number.
Those guys were killing it back then. When I was a kid.
He goes, when the show's over, walk right across the street to the Marriott, top floor.
Yeah.
And they said that there would be a line for a day of chicks waiting to get in and fuck the Four Horsemen.
And there was no Viagra back then.
No.
They were all young men at the time. They were in their 20s and 30s.
Even in my 20s and 30s, I can't fuck a line of chicks.
And but they said that the
his
bad
fucking thing over here, you kidding me? Oh,
like
my
the
God.
Bad guy, like the
I'm
bad
lucky
guy
I got
wrestler,
a second round.
The bad guy wrestlers would just go to the end of the line
and, fuck
and see
too.
What they could fucking skim off of it.
Oh, that's God, the ultimate heel move.
It's like, it's fucked
They'd be like, listen, you could wait 11 hours to fuck Arn Anderson.
Wait a
you
minute.
You can fuck me right now, baby.
You know what? I'm not taking into consideration all the fucking steroids and testosterone they were on. So that rod never got fucking
The testo,
soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Get you going.
They were all
they were fucking
up.
All right. God damn, man.
There's a story of you hear about this guy, the Warlord, and he was like beyond roided up, and he's in the locker room and he has somebody to inject him, and they put the needle in his ass and they can't get it with their thumbs, and then they try with their hand, and then they've got one foot up on him and they've got both hands trying to put the plunger of the needle in his ass.
Because he was just so full of steroids.
And it was Shawn Michaels, and he goes, I think you're full.
Shit.
All right, what do we got here? NYC council member staffer caught using a racial slur against Staten Island constituent in email. Let's go around the table and guess the slur before we know the person. Staten Island constituent.
He said, the Staten Island guy said it to somebody?
NYC council member staffer caught using a racial slur against Staten Island constituent in email. So it's a NYC council member using the slur against somebody who lives in Staten Island.
It's
so
Guinea or WAP.
Yeah. It would
you
be
think
something,
so?
Something
yeah.
derogatory against the good Italian people in this country.
I'm going to go with towel head. Because I'm
really?
Gonna think I'm gonna think it was an Italian councilman who thought he had plausible deniability because he'd go, "It looks like a fucking towel. What do you want me to tell you?"
Chris is a speechwriter.
Yeah,
I think you might be right.
50 cents a word is pretty good.
Part of me wants to say it's an anti-Asian slur, but I feel like that would be in the headline because that's got legs right now.
Mm. Not if it's Sri Lankan. They have a lot of Sri Lankans in Staten Island.
How about the fucking the announcer with Otani, the guy from the Angels? Did you see that?
No.
He's an Asian baseball player. He's fucking unbelievable. He's like Roy Hobbs. He pitches. He fucking bats. And some guy they were doing the broadcast. They were doing the broadcast, and the guy was like, "What do you think you should do here?" And he like used like an Asian voice on like calling the game. Didn't think anything of it.
Right.
And like 2 seconds later, he just said, "I'd like to apologize everybody for that. I don't mean to disgrace the Asian culture or anything like that."
Did he get fired?
He's got to get fired.
Yeah, he's going to get fired.
I mean, when you're on TV, how can he see the ball?
Yeah. It's like, what are you fucking...
Oh, it's
this bat. Bat is so big.
I don't know if I go wheels.
It was literally something like that. Like, the dude sitting next to him would be like, "What are you, out of your fucking mind?"
Today's game is brought to you by Honda Civic.
Yeah, I know.
Broom, broom.
I can't believe you guys don't know him. He's a fucking once-in-a-generation player.
Dude, I love when you hear those racial things happen in the fucking broadcasting booth, and right after somebody does it, there's like a silence.
Oh,
like five seconds.
Yeah, you know
just
it.
Just letting sink in.
Okay, so
happens.
I want to see this story first, but then can you please bring up what H is telling us about, please?
Also, the best one of those is the lady who said jigaboo on the news.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have seen that, right?
That jigaboo
You never
music.
Saw that?
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, that was funny. Hilarious.
That jigaboo music.
Such
and
idiots.
The black guy just looks at her like...
Yeah, what the fuck?
He smiles at that. He's like, "Aha, wow." Yeah,
and then she doubles down on it. And then he defended her on Twitter. He was like, "I know she's not racist." I'm like, "I think you're wrong, sir."
She would steal your job at a heartbeat.
Yeah, that or she's a complete retard and just thought like jigaboo meant like somebody was happy go lucky. Because it kind of is a happy word, right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty fun slur.
It is. It is.
Scary I want to see all these things. Shannon, can we bring up the council member first and then find this baseball thing?
Yeah. So the person that used the Rachel slur was a staffer for Staten Island Councilwoman Debbie Rose.
Mm-hmm.
So the constituent wrote in and they were requesting repairs to a sidewalk in Staten Island. The staffer responded but replied to all.
That'll always get you.
So they put those buttons too close together.
There should be a reply to whites only.
Reply to races only.
It's parlor.
So the constituent is black, and so it's not that bad though. So what they wrote was, "What Diane Savino is taking credit for resolving this problem? Oh, I hate Staten Island and the handkerchief heads." That was the
You were close.
What's that? What handkerchief?
Towel heads.
Oh my god.
Oh wait. Yeah, wait a minute. It was black.
They get fired?
Handkerchief heads.
Yeah.
Well, is that a do-rag thing?
Yeah, I think so. That's a new one. It's akin to the equally derogatory Uncle Tom.
How would you be that fucking stupid?
I've never heard that
on a work email.
Handkerchief head?
Handkerchief head. I've never heard that.
I've never heard that either.
It says she was issued a written reprimand at this time, has not been suspended.
It was a woman that said it?
Yes.
Jesus. See, at least if she said moon cricket, she could have been like, I thought that was like, you know, cicadas.
Yeah.
They come out every 29 years.
What the fuck?
Dude, I'm more upset. I've never heard that racial slur in my fucking life.
You mad you missed it? All these years, I could have been using that.
All this time, I go, you think you know stuff in life. You learn something new every day, boys. That's what I'm saying.
It's weird that it's for Uncle Tom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
wait a minute. I think I know why.
Okay.
Handkerchief head. It had to do with, like, you know, slaves working in the house because they always wore handkerchiefs on their head when they cooked. So hair didn't get into the fucking food,
I assumed it was a do-rag.
No, if it has to do with that Uncle Tom, sense. You know?
I feel like an Aunt Jemima
head. Exactly, there you go.
Shannon, Google handkerchief head.
That's fucked up.
I love this podcast,
what a dumb fuck. Yeah. Like, I've replied all. I've never replied all with a racial slur.
Never.
No shit.
Just a dick pic.
On a government email. I think that's going to slip through the cracks?
A black person considered submissive or servile to white people.
There you go.
Look at that.
Man, that's real. Yeah.
By the way, do you know how ingrained racism has to be in you?
Yeah, no shit. That's what I'm saying.
For you to A, have that term at use.
Right.
B, email it to your boss.
Mm-hmm.
C, email it at work.
Yeah. Well, now here's another thing that they're not fucking paying attention to. He has definitely sent some racial slurs to his boss before.
That's the tip of the iceberg.
It's a she? She's definitely sent some shit to her boss where they said like a lot worse.
Yeah, no
shit. I'm pretty sure you go in her email search and just type in camel and then you'll see.
Get in that WhatsApp chat.
Control F and then hit the word, the letter N and it's just.
Jesus.
Exactly.
All right. Now, do you have this baseball thing?
I just want to make sure that I'm finding the right one. Did it have to do with Detroit Tigers fully?
It might have been the Tigers. It was like within the last week. He plays for
this virile young man is going to eat the penises of all these Tigers.
You can share this. Let's see if this is it.
Beside the controversy pitcher there, we'll get into that in a moment. Miguel Cabrera could hit his 500th home run today, but let me go bring in here Mike. We're one of many tailgate parties. Mike, you're with the Wealth Strategy Financial Group, making money for a lot of people. But listen, the story today, Jack.
No, nah, this isn't it. They were just announcing the game. Was the announcer? Wait, you don't have to find
wait,
it.
Wait, yeah, that's right. Hold on, just for a second though. Yeah. He went over to that guy, and that guy was a fiduciary. That fucking Mexican dude in the hat. He was like, "This is a financial advisor here."
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Anytime I see some old white guy like that, I'm like, "Oh, what's this fucking guy gonna say?"
Yeah.
I got nervous when he started like walking over casually.
Oh, we're not watching the rest of
it? Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. All right. Have you guys heard about the new Jeopardy host getting in trouble already?
For what?
I don't like that guy. What happened to fucking LeVar Burton? What are we doing? That's a fucking slam dunk.
Dude, I did not realize how disconnected
more money.
My family was from the rest of the world. We went for my wife's birthday on Sunday, and it's the exact opposite opinion.
To Jeopardy? Where'd you go?
No, to my family's house. Because it was the exact opposite opinion of everyone I've talked to.
Yeah.
My family goes, I like this guy. LeVar Burton, overrated.
That's crazy talk. That guy's a fucking producer. He's some bozo. He's not even a fucking on-camera guy.
And I agree. He stinks, but he's gotten in trouble. New Jeopardy host Mike Richard apologizes for and by the way, I don't mean to say somebody's definitely disqualified from hosting Jeopardy in the future.
Well, what happened with the guy who won all the Jeopardies? He said a bunch of racist shit back in the day or something?
He stunk too, though. Ken Jennings?
Yeah, that's
him.
He made a lot of, like, edgy jokes. Like, he thought he was a Twitter comedian.
Mm. Oh, boy.
But a new Jeopardy host, Mike Richard, apologized for...
don't fuck around with
that. So wait, this guy's name is Michael Richards?
Yep.
And, that's in the fucking name.
I have to say, this might disqualify some of us from our Jeopardy gig in the future.
Oh, no.
For degrading women on his podcast.
Jesus. Mm.
All right, now when you say...
Bitches in the booth, what's going on?
What did he say?
Talk to the whoas.
he's doing Jeopardy. And here we got Tammy from...
What is a dumb cunt?
When I saw this article, I just knew all of the new names that we would be called going forward.
Shut up, you fucking clam.
Shannon, we love and respect you very, very much. Yes. What can you tell us about the story?
Okay, so some of the terms that he had, then I have a 43-second clip, but some of the words that he used were to refer to his female co-host as a booth hoe or a booth slut.
What?
Yep.
This guy's a fuck. He works on Jeopardy and he's got a podcast like that?
That's amazing.
I thought booth sluts were the people who blew John Wilkes Booth for ending slavery.
Well, this is in 2013, 2014. He also said women dress like hookers for Halloween.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay.
That an employee who took up baking would get giant... And that one-piece swimsuits made some women look frumpy and overweight.
Those are all
facts.
True.
Yeah, that's pretty tame.
You can't tell the truth anymore.
Did he say what is before each of those things?
What is a booth whore?
What's the clip, Shannon?
Okay, just put my audio on.
I don't like this guy anyway. Get this bozo out of here. Get LeVar Burton.
Let me make a good point, though. It's like, why'd they give that guy the job? Everybody wants that fucking job. They give it to him?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's doing fine. I think
everybody wants LeVar Burton.
The special episodes, like the tournaments and shit, is going to be Blossom.
Blossom?
Wait. Blossom's going
to
be the...
Jesus Christ, Zach. Way to play it cool. It's only a fly.
Freak me out.
I thought it was a pterodactyl coming to get it.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever taken a nude picture?
I'm not answering that question to you, Mike Richards.
Pause. Answer it right now.
What a fucking dumb slut in the booth answer.
What a dingbat cunt.
Dude, this guy's fucking crazy.
Shannon, play the clip where she said she hasn't had sex in 3 years.
Mike Richards.
Answer it right now to your fans. Have you?
Oh, her voice.
I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I have not, like, naked. I've taken, like, cute pictures of myself.
This either.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I thought I was, like, so cute.
Like, booby pictures? What are you looking at?
No, I don't do that. I don't do
booby pictures?
Like, you know, those stupid, like, hot selfies, but I don't take,
and then,
like,
and then what are they for? Were you sending them to your boyfriend?
Or I'll send them, like, I'll just, like, be like, oh, I was looking really cute today.
You know to yourself.
I mean? So just like to remember that I looked
look
really cute
that day.
You got real cheesy radio vibes.
Yeah, this is real Z Morning Zoo horse shit.
Anytime you hear like that high pitched fucking helium female voice, it sounds like Elvis Duran.
Yeah, All right, guys, stop it. We've gone too far.
Come on now.
All right, let's end it on this. Hatchet wielding man attacks guy at an ATM during the day in the financial district.
Fucked up story. Same guy, Michael Richards.
I saw that video.
What? There's a video of this?
Yeah, there's a video we're about to watch.
Oh, nice.
That's just an ad. So just
wait, say it to me again.
Hatchet wielding man attacks guy at an ATM during the day in the financial district.
He thought it was a prairie dog, though.
So I'll tell you while this ad plays that the victim was a 50-year-old man, so a little bit older. And sorry, it's going for so long. And the guy. Oh, here we go. Okay, you can share.
It's not that graphic, is it?
What the fuck?
Pretty rough.
With a hatchet in his hand.
Oh no! How is he just walking around the bank like that?
Oh!
To be fair, he went for the knee.
Yeah.
That's just a nice guy.
Yeah, it looks like he just gave him a Charlie horse.
They should let him host Jeopardy. Yeah, his pants aren't even ripped.
Yeah, that's a dull hatchet. That's not working.
It's fighting. It's fighting a good fight, though.
You know what, man? That's a pretty ballsy dude.
Ooh, now
and you
fucked.
Fall to the
now
ground.
It's not good. Is he covered in blood? Whoa!
Oh, that is a good shot.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
The fuck.
Do you know that he felt that in his skull, too? Oh. That's why you Jesus. Always keep your eyes peeled when you're at the ATM. What an asshole.
I mean.
Yeah, that guy walked right by him.
Yeah,
with a
hatchet.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
And that's those are the machines that are in the bank. That's not even in a vestibule.
There's supposed to be a security guard in there. They're usually pretty
that
useless.
That was a security guard.
So they
was he on his lunch break?
But I do
He's
on my
to prove
time.
Why he still needs a job. You got to keep me here. People with hatchets running around. Yeah, that was you, Larry.
How is this? Is this guy okay? That last shot was fucking.
Dude, the way the blood. Can we see that again? I want to see that again. The way the fucking blood
spurred
just
out of his
splattered
head.
Like that. Holy shit.
I mean, they could sell the carpet to a Hasidic Jew.
Nope. Whoa! Oh,
fucking hell. Wow. At least he's wearing a mask, you know? Try not to get
And
COVID.
Now he's just destroying ATMs.
Yeah, that guy's fucked up.
You know what?
They catch the guy?
I think that guy's mentally ill.
Nah.
So I'll tell you a little bit about the guy.
Hell, Shannon.
They did find him.
Uh-huh. He's the black guy covered in ATM glass with a hatchet. Yeah.
So he's 37 years old, and he is a mentally ill U.S. Army veteran.
Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, so he just thought he was a Viet Cong.
They're currently holding him without bail, and he was being charged with attempted second-degree murder, first-degree assault, third-degree assault, and second-degree menacing in three separate incidents that include this ATM incident.
What else did he do?
So there was he attacked two different people in Maryland. It said there's a quote on camera hatchet attack on a. No, that's this one. Sorry, but so he just I'm trying to.
What did he use?
I just want to know what he used.
Yes.
I like to know if he switches it up, uses a sledgehammer sometimes.
No, so there was another person where he told somebody, "I should fucking kill you," while brandishing the hatchet. So he threatened somebody else, but didn't. Make a move.
That's the menacing.
So this is his gimmick, like the wet bandits. He's going to get arrested. He's like, just remember, they call me Hatchet Black.
Harry's waiting in the van. Yeah.
Also in Lower Manhattan, he allegedly kicked a random man in the face.
Oh, good.
That was also late in the afternoon.
They threw him through a barbershop window.
And then he was busted with an illegal concealed handgun in North Carolina in 2009.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah.
Can't make any charges stick, huh?
Yeah, but his family says that he is mentally ill and that after he came back from 6 years in Iraq, that he descended into, quote, pure madness.
Jesus.
Oh, and he's currently being held without bail.
Jeez.
That this sucks is a on all fronts.
It does.
Yeah. You know, they started some kind of new task force. Where they have mental health care professionals going with the police on certain calls now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they said it's starting to kind of work.
Yeah, because I feel like there's certain people you can't talk down violent. Like,
yeah.
No.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah. Like, it is.
We are going to lose some mental health professionals.
Oh, we are, for sure. It's like, now calm down. And he's gonna gouge their fucking eyeballs out.
Yes.
Like, this is a good idea.
But, I mean, we could probably use less of those.
It's fine. That's true. There's a lot of mental health.
Not everybody needs to talk out their problems.
That's true.
So just cops are going to bring them like fucking Dr. Loomis in Halloween?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That man is pure evil.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to see the cops show up with the old school billy clubs and hit him with the handle. That's all I want to see.
Well, that was our feel-good story of the day to wrap things up. I want to thank all our guests, H. Foley, Doug Yerim, my co-host Chris from Brooklyn, some of my favorite people in the world. Thank you guys so much for your time.
Thank you
for being here.
Thank you, guys.
Everybody at home, enjoy your weekend. And Louis J. Gomez, I love you, pal. Be safe wherever you are. And we'll catch you next week on The Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah.
That's all, folks.